Good evening, good evening, good evening, and welcome back to the Know Your Role Player podcast. I am your host, Jay, the number 215 forever. Follow your boy on IG, and on my IG page is the podcast page that is at KnowYourRolePlayer_podcast. The best way that you can listen to this podcast is to download the Anchor app. That's anchor.fm/KnowYourRolePlayer. That's KnowYaRolePlayer, whether you have Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio Public, iHeartRadio, or many, many other ideas, episodes, you will get notifications like the one you are currently listening to becomes available. All right, guys, welcome back. Today is Wednesday, April 17th. We got a lot to discuss. On the last episode, I talked about betting on yourself and Jontay Porter. Welp, we have a verdict. I still agree that I think a lifetime ban is too harsh, and I think that's a bit much, but it ain't about what I think. It's about what they think, and they have decided in their mind that the NBA bans Jontay Porter for a lifetime. So real quick, I want to read this article, or just a couple of sentences from it. The Toronto Raptors' Jontay Porter has been banned from the league after investigation revealed he had disclosed confidential information to bettors, limiting his participation in at least one game while he was a Raptor and bet on NBA games while playing in the G League. The NBA said in announcing Porter's ban that its investigation remains open and that it has shared information with federal authorities. ESPN reached out to the U.S. Department of Justice and the FBI for comment. There is nothing more important to protect the integrity of the NBA's competition for our fans, our teams, and everyone associated with our sport. Which is why Jontay Porter's blatant violation of our game's rules being met with the most severe punishment, Commissioner Adam Silver said while announcing the ban. The NBA launched an investigation into Porter in late March after sportsbooks noticed irregular betting on an over-under of the reserve center statistics in two Raptors games. In both games, Porter exited after playing only a few minutes. The NBA's investigations found that Porter revealed information about his own health to a known sports bettor ahead of March 20th game against the Sacramento Kings. Another bettor privy to the information placed an 80,000 same-game parlay and bet the featured unders on Porter's statistics and would win $1.1 million. The league's investigation revealed Porter placed 13 bets on NBA games, ranging from $15 to $22,000 and totaling $54,000, and the total payout from net bets was $76,000. Sportsbooks also reported a spike in the betting interest of the under of several Porter statistics ahead of January 26, minutes before leaving the game with an issue related to eye injury suffered earlier in the weeks ahead of Memphis. He finished with no points, 3 rebounds, and 1 assist, all under the lines of the sportsbooks had set for his statistics. I believe this is a lifetime ban, but that's pretty much the, so basically it's an integrity thing. And what Adam Silver said is you bet against your team to lose. He was like, yo, you basically left games to make sure all your unders hit. Like, you did everything. This is a permanent ban until it's not permanent. Like they said, the investigation is still open, but, you kind of played yourself. Jontay Porter is a backup center. A role player, an okay one, but man, you got to know when your blessings are. You know how hard it is to actually get into the league, and I don't know, man. You know, I talked about betting on yourself, but I didn't mean in this way, man. This is not smart. Hopefully, he can learn and grow from it. You know, they said this is a lifetime ban. I haven't seen lifetime ban anywhere specifically in here, but he's banned it indefinitely. I'm pretty sure, right? So, yeah, you guys let me know what your thoughts is on that. Again, overall, I get the integrity of the game was a compromise by what he was doing, and they can't let this happen. I also agree that he ain't the only one, man. But he's the only one they caught, and he kind of made it hard for himself. So, I don't know. I have mixed feelings on it. Obviously, you know, you got to protect the integrity of the game, so the NBA doesn't have a choice, right? They're left without a choice, but that's it on that. I'm not going to harp on that too much. So let's talk about last night, shall we? We shall. All right. So last night, two interesting games. So, which one y'all want to start with first? Let's start with the Lakers and the Pelicans. So, the Lakers hold off the Pelicans 110-106. This game was kind of a blowout at halftime, and I got to give the Pelicans credit fighting a way to come back into the game. Also, got to give Willie Green credit because he had to bench CJ and Brandon Ingram, right? They wasn't getting it done. CJ was building a house right on the court. I mean, I never saw a guy playing basketball and say, you know what? It's time to build a house, man. So you got to appreciate that. That boy was throwing up bricks left and right. Listen, man, LeBron James, man, I don't know what else to say, man. You know, greatness is not never to be taken for granted. Finished with 23 points, 9 rebounds, 9 assists. Almost got the triple-dub again. 10 out of 10 from the free throw line. That's crazy because LeBron's not a good – well, LeBron for his career hasn't been a good free throw shooter. So that's pretty impressive right there. Did what he needed to do. Davis plays 40 minutes, which is big. 15 rebounds, 20 points. Didn't have the biggest offensive impact, but he made his defensive presence known throughout the game. Zion, who was absolutely amazing, he did answer the call, right? So Shaq and Charles were talking about how he was going to perform, kind of dictated, you know, how are they going to do moving forward. And again, before his injury – that he suffered late towards the end of the game. He finishes with 40 points, 11 rebounds, and 5 assists. And he was the guy. You know, he answered the call. He was aggressive. He looked for a shot. I mean, he had one play. I think he got called for a charge with LeBron. Well, he just bulldozed, man. And I love when he actually uses his physicality, man. Because, honestly, there's not too many people that want to stay in front of him. And there's not too many people that want to play physical ball with him. And that's why, with me, I always used to get on him about his, you know, his being in shape, because as good as he was and as okay as the numbers was, you can clearly see a big difference between how he's playing in and now. And even now, yo, there's going to be a much better difference when he gets in better shape. You know, again, he's looked much better from the start of the season on to where he is currently, but I'm expecting it to continue to grow. Again, injury sucked. He did leave the league with a hamstring injury, and it is reported that he is not going to play, right? So again, you know, It's kind of tough with Zion, man. It's like you finally started to see the glimpses of what he could be. And then as soon as you see that, boom, another injury. Hamstring strain is what the official injury is called. And they said he will not play. He's already officially ruled out. And that's that on that. And back to the game, man. I don't know, man. Outside of Zion, it just didn't look like they was ready. It felt like the moment was too big for him. I think they're... I can't say this now, but I didn't think there was a huge talent gap between the Lakers and, you know, the Pelicans. I didn't. I thought they matched up well, even though, you know, you don't have no guy to match for LeBron. I thought Ingram coming back could give them a boost, but CJ just let them down, man. And it's not the first or second time where CJ kind of flopped in big games. Again, phenomenal player, phenomenal career, but this is not getting it done, man. Not getting it done. And we'll see what the Pelicans do, man. They were 7-5 in games without Williamson. You know, everything kind of funneled through Brandon Ingram. We'll see if Jonas Valanciunas' minutes goes up, because a lot of times with Larry Nance returning, Valanciunas' minutes would get cut. But I thought he had played. I thought he made a decent impact in this game, but I don't know, man. I'm disappointed as an NBA fan, because I thought the Pelicans, after losing the last game, were kind of like, you know what, let's right the ship. Let's not play around with this team. And it was kind of a little bit of the same stuff. And it was pretty disappointing as an NBA fan, if I'm being honest with you. And then the other thing, well, that's just that. So let's talk about the Golden State Warriors versus the Sacramento Kings. They got blown out 118-94. And this is the end of an era. You know, Golden State is out as the 10th place versus the 9th place. Sacramento advances to another game. Yo, here's the thing, man. To me, Golden State were fighting two battles this season: how to deal with their aging veterans, who they wanted to keep, who they wanted to let go, and how to play people. And even to the end of the season, I felt like Kerr did a poor job of developing young players, right? I understand he has to win now and they have Curry, but though Klay Thompson has 0 points, and right, and Klay Thompson was inconsistent all year. And let me ask you this. After the Warriors season, how do you evaluate Moses Moody? What is your honest opinion? Because in the 15 minutes he played, he had 2 out of 4 from the three-point line, finished with 16 points. Yeah, a lot of those were garbage points. But do you honestly can say that you do or do not believe in him? You're probably going to say, I don't know, because he doesn't play enough, right? Now, obviously, Steve Kerr likes to play Stephon, Klay Thompson, and he even says after the game, yo, we want Klay Thompson back. A lot of reports are saying that Klay Thompson wants to see his options, what they are in the open market. I think both parties would be better without each other. I think the Warriors can commit to more athletic lineups with Wiggins, Kuminga, and Moody. I think that's a phenomenal three-man lineup. I think their biggest need is to get a big and maybe Tracy Jackson Ellis, their backup big, and then commit to the younger guys. I think they'd be better then, you know. Again, I think, you know, improving the front court, improving wing defense, and, you know, kind of it's hard to replace Klay's three-point shooting, but obviously you're not replacing nothing today. Obviously, the Chris Paul, I thought he was really solid. Again, he gets hurt every year, as he did again this year, but I do not think he's going to retire. I think he can still play and add to the game. Wouldn't mind seeing Chris Paul in a Sixers uniform, as much as I can't stand him. But I don't know. We'll see about that. A lot of questions to be answered outside of this Golden State team after the season. But in this game, I really had to go to the other side of Sacramento and give two people shout-outs. One, De'Aaron Fox. De'Aaron Fox's dribble penetration gave the Warriors fits all day, and he didn't have to finish at the rim and destroy him, but he got inside the paint time and time and time again, and it created open shots for three-point shooters, right? And hashtag know your role player, Keon Ellis, brother. Oh, my goodness. Have yourself a day, man. 3 steals, 3 out of 4 from the three-point line. Phenomenal defense on Curry, getting a couple of big steals. Just excellent energy, hitting open shots. Listen, for a team that doesn't play defense, he is the heart of any part of that defense, right? He is the initiation of the future of that team. As far as anybody to play with some intensity, please follow after him. De'Aaron Fox did what he was supposed to do. 24 points, 6 assists. Sabonis, a really solid game overall, got in foul trouble, finishes with 12 rebounds, 7 assists, and 16 points. HB, Harrison Barnes, all right? If you ever want to know why the Warriors lost the 2016 finals, it's because Harrison Barnes couldn't hit an open corner shot. You know what he did today? He hit open corner shots. Isn't that funny how life works? 3 out of 4 from the three-point line, 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Did what he's supposed to do. Like, but don't let me forget about Keegan Murray, right? 8 out of 13 from the three-point line. Just, again, the dribble penetration and then hitting your open shots, whether it's from the top of the key, left wing, right wing. 32 points with a game high, man. It's nothing you can do about that, right? When you kind of say, okay, we held Fox to 24, Sabonis only had 16, we probably should have won this game, right? No. You gave up three-pointers all night long. Like I said, the corners were open. You really couldn't keep guys in front of you and contain dribble penetration. You got what was coming, man. And, again, the Warriors, this is a beautiful ending, right? Because I am not sure, but I don't know if this big three is coming back. Steph's coming back. I don't know how the Warriors feel about Draymond. I honestly have no clue. But I think Klay's the odd man out. You know, once he didn't sign that extension and then that extension was then pulled, he's probably the odd man out. I believe that he still wants to get a paycheck. I believe the Warriors would like to keep him because, you know, they won championships with these teams, but I believe he can get a pretty good paycheck from some other teams. Now, it's also important for Klay to go to a team and kind of cover some of his deficiencies because, yo, he is not the same defensively. It's not coming back, you know, and the offense is going to come and go. So it's important for him to get on the right team moving forward, right? So we'll see what happens, man. All right, last but not least, let's jump through tonight's games and let's get out of here. So at 7 o'clock, the Philadelphia 76ers are home versus the Miami Heat. A lot of injuries for Miami Heat. I believe there is no Tyler Hero, no Terry Rozier, but Jimmy Butler is playing. As long as you got Jimmy, you got a chance. All right. Sixers are favored by 5. I expect the Sixers to win this game, but this is going to be a very ugly game. Hawks and Bulls, I am all in on the I'm going to go with the Hawks. I know the Bulls can score a lot and they're at home. I think the Hawks are going to win. I like a big Trae Young game tonight. All right. Y'all let me know what y'all think. And that'll be it. Yo, we'll wrap this up. So, listen, I haven't forgot about the All-NBA Awards. The playoffs start officially. I think there's one play-in tournament. Kings Pelicans on Friday and another play-in tournament. So, Saturday. So, Friday's pod. We will have a Friday pod. I will start officially the NBA All Awards show, okay? So please like, share, and subscribe. Tell one friend and tell another friend and tell another friend about the Know Your Role Player podcast. Hashtag KNOWYAROLEPLAYER podcast. I'll talk to y'all soon. Y'all be good. Peace.